Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 336 for Monday, April 6th. I'm Phil Front-Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was lower at Monday's close, retreating from earlier gains as the futures ran into upside resistance and losses in Chicago soybeans spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was down $3 to $4, the May contract down $3.70, at $458.30 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil had been somewhat supportive earlier in the day, while reports that China's rapeseed crop might be down this year also helped underpin the Canadian futures. However, soy oil finished well off its highs, and soybeans themselves were down on the day in the U.S. A stronger tone of the Canadian dollar was another bearish influence, as the rising currency cuts into crush margins and makes canola less attractive to international buyers. Farmers were said to be largely on the sidelines waiting to see where the market goes ahead of spring seeding. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower, with profit taking on recent gains behind some of the selling pressure. Soybeans were 6 to 7 cents lower, the May contract down 7 at $9.79 per bushel. Expectations for record-large U.S. soybean plantings did remain a major bearish factor in the bean market, especially as recent seeding delays for corn in some areas has many analysts anticipating even larger bean acres than the record levels forecast by the USDA last week. Reports that roughly half of Brazil's large soybean crop is still unsold were also bearish, as those supplies will eventually displace the U.S. soybeans in the world market. Wheat was down 5 to 11 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 8 at $5.28 per bushel. After hitting their highest levels in 2 months last week, wheat futures were due for some profit-taking. Forecasts calling for some much-needed rain across some of the drier parts of the U.S. plains also pressured values. Corn was steady to down 2 cents, the May contract down 1.5 cents at $3.85 per bushel. The losses in soybeans and wheat put spillover pressure on corn, but activity was on the thin and choppy side, with expectations that some intended corn area will go into soybeans instead, providing support there. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.